My name is Mahendra Gupte and I'm talking to you today about types of intellectual property rights. Intellectual property refers to creations of human intellect, including artistic, literary, technical, or scientific works. Intellectual property rights are legal protections granted to inventors or manufacturers to safeguard their inventions or products, preventing others from using them for commercial purposes without consent. Before we get into intellectual property rights and laws, let us understand what is intellectual property. Intellectual property refers to creations of human intellect, including artistic, literary, technical, or scientific works. Intellectual property rights are legal protections granted to inventors or manufacturers to safeguard their inventions or products, preventing others from using them for commercial purposes without consent. Meaning of intellectual property. Intellectual property refers to creations of the mind, such as inventions, innovations, literary and artistic works, and commercial symbols. Its protection aims to encourage creativity, ensuring that creators benefit from their work and receive returns on investment in research and development. So let's understand what are we talking about as intellectual property. It refers to creations of the mind. That means whatever is your thought process, once you put it on paper or convert it into some kind of an invention, an object or a product or a methodology, would mean intellectual property. Inventions, innovations, literary and artistic works. So even a writer's book, an author's book, is a case of intellectual property. And so is music composition or music lyrics writing. All these are artistic works. And commercial symbols. You find a lot of logos being made, and these logos are the creation of somebody's mind, somebody's idea that this is how it would look, and he's able to put it on, give it some shape, size, color, dimension. That is also an intellectual property. Its protection aims to encourage creativity, ensuring that creators benefit from their work, which means that if you don't protect these people and these works from misuse, then nobody will be encouraged to go in for and encourage creativity and go in for creating new symbols, new articles, new books or innovations. So to ensure that creativity keeps flowing, the creators should benefit from their work and receive returns on investment in research and development. In terms of companies, there are teams in the R&D, the research and development department, who are involved in innovating, who are involved in creating new products, new ideas, and these ideas as a team need to be protected. Article 2 of WIPO, Central UN Organization for Protecting Intellectual Property Rights. Intellectual property should include the rights relating to literary, artistic, and scientific works, inventions in all fields of human endeavors, scientific discoveries, industrial designs, trademarks, service marks, and commercial names and designations, protection against unfair competition, and all the other rights resulting from intellectual activity in the industrial, scientific, literary, or scientific fields. So, let us understand what does the Central UN Organization for Protecting Intellectual Property Laws define intellectual property as. Intellectual property shall include the rights relating to literary, artistic, and scientific works. We understood these. Literary is the authors, the writing. Artistic is the music, the dance, the drama, whatever, anything concerning the arts, even drawings and paintings. And scientific works are discoveries in the medical field or in the physics field or in aerospace. All these would be scientific works. Inventions in all fields of human endeavors. Wherever humans are involved, whatever fields that they are involved in, whatever are the innovations or inventions in those areas. Scientific discoveries. Maybe you discover something as a matter of an experiment or as a matter of doing some activity which has not been identified or discovered earlier. Then this becomes your intellectual property. Industrial designs. You may design as an industrial engineer, or you may, as an engineer, you may design a material handling equipment which eases out the material handling effort and reduces the effort for the workers. If this design is unique and has never been used before, this becomes your property, intellectual property. Trademarks, service marks, and commercial names and designations. We know, we all understand this. Companies have different names, different logos, and different commercial names also, and then they describe the actual business separately. So these commercial names that are used are also somebody's creation. As a result, they are intellectual property. To protect them against unfair competition and all the other rights resulting from intellectual activity in the industrial, scientific, literary, or scientific fields. So they need all these innovations, inventions, these new ideas from the intellect need to be protected from unfair competition and misuse in different fields. Who owns the intellectual property? The creator of an asset owns its intellectual property, whether an individual, example books, music, or a business organization, example patents, trademarks. Ownership depends on the asset and creator. So we understood what are intellectual properties. Now let's understand who owns the intellectual property. The intellectual property is owned by the creator of an asset, owns its intellectual property. Whether an individual, in terms of writing a book or composing music or lyrics or whatever are the other art forms, or a business or organization where patents are involved, trademarks are involved, patents where you have a team of people working on an innovative project, an idea, and then they come up with a final product. Trademarks is where you have developed a trademark in terms of a logo and some combination of some words, alphabets, or some sentences that becomes a trademark. Ownership depends on the asset and who created it. Meaning of intellectual property rights. Intellectual property rights, IPR, protect artistic literary works, innovations, or designs for a set period, allowing owners to control use, though limited by geography, time, and scope. Meaning of intellectual property rights. Intellectual property rights protect artistic works. So we understand what is intellectual property, and now we are looking at intellectual property rights, which is nothing else but a protection of that intellectual property. That is why they say artistic, literary works, inventions, or designs for a set period. Allowing owners to control, use, though limited by geography, time, and scope, which means that although the owners are allowed to, are protected to control use, they are limited sometimes by geography, time, and scope. Nature of intellectual property. Intellectual property protects intangible assets like ideas and inventions, allowing creators to benefit commercially even though these assets are often embedded in tangible projects or objects. So what are we talking of? What is the nature of an intellectual property? Then an intellectual property usually is intangible. So the intellectual property rights protects these intangible assets like ideas and inventions, allowing creators to benefit commercially, even though these assets are often embedded in tangible objects. So which means that somebody who creates and who has an idea or creates an invention, it is always part of something that is a tangible object. The idea may be starting at right at the beginning, but then gets converted to a product. Now this product itself becomes a intellectual property. Right to sue. IP is an asset. Intellectual property is an asset that can be owned, bought, sold, or licensed. Owners can take legal action against unauthorized use and receive compensation. rights and duties. Intellectual property owners have exclusive rights to use, copy, and market their work, while also having the duty to prevent unauthorized use by others. So let us understand what intellectual property rights offer you, or what kind of protection they give you as an inventor. Intellectual property is an asset that can be owned, bought, sold, or licensed. That means you can either you own it, or you can buy it from somebody, or if you are the creator, you can sell it, or you can license it. Owners can take legal action against unauthorized use and receive compensation. So if you own a idea, you own an intellectual property, and if it is being used by somebody without your written or your confirmed approval, then you can, or without your authorization, you have the right to sue or take legal action against that person and receive compensation. Rights and duties. IP owners have exclusive rights to use, copy, and market their work. That means they can do as they like because they are the owners of that intellectual property, while also having the duty to prevent unauthorized use by others. So they have to be careful that they do not easily offer their intellectual property to others so that it can be used in an unauthorized way. Coexistence of rights. Different intellectual property rights can exist together, such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks for the same creation. Exhaustion of rights. Once the first sale is made, the right holder loses control over further movement of goods, supporting the free movement of goods. Coexistence of rights. Let's understand. Different IPRs can exist together. That means different intellectual property rights can exist together, such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks for the same creation. So you have one creation for which you have filed a patent. The patent is granted to you. You also go ahead and if it is part of some commercial logo or some commercial writing, you would like to copyright, protect it under the Copyrights Act also. And then you have created a symbol, you have created a logo, you have created a trademark that can also be protected under the Trademarks Act. So the same idea can be protected under different intellectual property rights and different acts. Exhaustion of rights. Once the first sale is made, so you have a intellectual property and you create the first product with using that intellectual property, that idea, that innovation or that invention that you have. Once the first item is made and sold, you as an owner lose control over further movement of goods. You cannot prevent them or cannot dictate terms in the way that they should be sold, they should be handled, or they should be looked at. Intellectual property, exclusive right. The right to sell goods applies only once. After the first sale, further restrictions expire. Dynamism. IPR evolves with technology, expanding to areas like biopatents, software copyrights, and plant protection. Exclusive rights. The right to sell goods applies only once. After the first sale, further restrictions expire. We understood this. Once the first sale is made, then you cannot control the restrictions on manufacturing as well as the rights to sell the goods. Dynamism. IPR evolves with technology, expanding to areas like biopatents, that means of biological or biomedical reasons, applications, software copyrights. You could develop a software for a certain methodology or certain process to be working or an activity to happen. You can have a copyright for that software. And plant protection. Plant protection here means developing new plants in the biological world where you are able to experiment and come up with hybrid flowers, fruits, or other vegetation to protect the planet or otherwise. Why promote and protect intellectual property? There are several reasons for promoting and protecting intellectual property. Some of them are: progress relies on the ability to create and invent in technology and culture. IP protection encourages sharing creations with the public. Why promote and protect intellectual property? A question that comes to everybody's mind. There are several reasons for doing so and promoting and protecting intellectual property. Some of them are: progress relies on the ability to create and invent in technology and culture. We have a very good example in front of us. If you go back to the 1990s, the late 1990s, where the mobile phones were just being created, it was somebody's idea in technology where a mobile phone was invented. Now, we are able to see the kind of progress that a mobile phone has made from the starting of a Motorola or a Nokia phone, which only helped you to actually receive a call, make a call, and at the max send some SMS messages. From there to using smartphones, to practically using computers, a computer ability on your phone, where you are able to even control your home today, and in turn, offices. This has been a technological invention that is the product of intellectual property. It is these ideas which have come up, and today what we have a product and as an example is the smartphones which you all use today. IP protection encourages sharing creations with the public. Exactly what is being done with the mobile phone and the ideas, and mind you, every new model that a mobile company launches has some more features than the previous version. Promoting IP drives economic development, creates jobs, and improves quality of life. IP balances innovators' rights with public interest, fostering an environment for innovation and creativity. Promoting IP drives economic development, creates jobs, and improves quality of life. We have seen one single product giving you fulfilling all these points: economic development, creating jobs, and improving quality of life, the mobile phone. IP balances innovators' rights with public interest, fostering an environment for innovation and creativity. We all know that we today use USB drives to transfer data from one machine to the other, or one compute laptop to another laptop, or to other machines also. The USB was a creation of one person. Today, it is with public interest, fostering an environment for innovation and creativity. Intellectual property benefits to the owner. There are many benefits of acquiring intellectual property rights. Protecting your intellectual property may result in increased value. IP generates income through licensing or commercialization. Convert ideas into assets. IP turns creative ideas into profitable products, earning royalties. Market products, IP, example, trademarks, logos, help differentiate and advertise products. What are the benefits of the intellectual property to the owner? There are many benefits of acquiring intellectual property rights. Protecting your intellectual property may result in increased value. IP generates income, which means that you can, once you have your intellectual property protected with the under the IPR, you can use that intellectual property and license that idea for commercialization, which means you can either sell it to a company for a fixed amount or get royalty per piece produced, or however you want to work it out. Convert ideas into assets. IP turns creative ideas into profitable products, earning royalties. Can you imagine what must have been the kind of earning for Nokia or for Motorola right in the beginning when they first came up with the idea of mobile phones, something that was totally innovative and totally unheard of till that date. Market products. IP We all know we are talking of mobile phones, we are talking of a brand called Nokia, we are talking about a brand called Motorola. We today have Samsung and Apple. All these are trademarks, logos, which differentiate and advertise products. Each product or each brand, the so-called logo, the so-called trademark, creates a certain brand value for the public, and people now identify the brand or the name or the trademark with certain properties, certain characteristics. Increase exports. Intellectual property boosts competition in export markets through branding, franchising, and patenting. Scope of intellectual property. The scope of IP rights is broad, broadly classified as copyright or industrial property. Industrial property includes patents, trademarks, trade names, biodiversity, plant breeding rights, and other commercial interests. Patents grant exclusive rights to monetize inventions. Another benefit is you can increase exports. Intellectual property boosts competition in the export markets through branding, franchising, and patenting, which means you can sell an idea to one product manufacturer, and then he uses that to brand his product and advertise that exclusive intellectual property that you have sold him, that idea, as a unique or a unique selling point for his product, for his brand. Scope of intellectual property. The scope of IP rights is broadly classified as copyright or industrial property. Industrial property includes patents, trademarks, trade names, biodiversity, plant breeding rights. Here, plant breeding rights again is plant, actual plants that are grown with under different conditions, under different temperature controls, under different weathers, and where they are crossbred also to get hybrid fruits, flowers, or other vegetation. And commercial interests, which means that you are using the patents, the trademarks, trade names, the plant breeding, and biodiversity for commercial interest. Patents grant exclusive rights to monetize inventions, which means if you buy out a patent, you are the owner of that idea, and you can monetize that idea into an invention. Invention and copyright. Inventions are new creations, while copyright covers art, literature, software, and more. It lasts 60 years after the creator's death. Scope of coverage. India's IP laws include trademarks, patents, copyrights, industrial designs, geographical indications, plant varieties, IT, cyber crimes, and data protection. Invention and copyright. Inventions are new creations, while copyright covers art, literature, software, and more. It lasts for 60 years after the creator's death, which means that it is practically for a time period of nearly 100 years that idea, that invention is protected under the Copyright Act. Scope of coverage. India's IP laws include trademarks, patents, copyrights, industrial designs, geographical indications, plant varieties, IT, cyber crimes, and data protection. Later on, we'll see each of these in detail. Intellectual property rights in India are governed by Trademarks Act of 1999, Patents Act of 1970, which was amended in 2005, the Copyrights Act of 1957, the Designs Act of 2000, Geographical Indication of Goods Act of 1999, Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act of 2001, Information Technology Act of 2000, and Trade-Related Intellectual Property Systems, TRIPS. Intellectual property, the TRIPS agreement, harmonized Indian IPR laws by setting minimum protection standards. Participating countries must amend their laws within a specified time frame to ensure compliance. The agreement led to significant amendments in the Indian IP laws. The different types of intellectual property, copyright. Let's understand each of them. Copyright law protects the tangible expression of ideas benefiting individual creators and cultural industries like film, broadcasting, and software. It applies to original, literary, dramatic, musical, artistic works, films, and sound recordings. Copyright balances private and public interests, recognizing owners' economic and moral rights while applying the doctrine of fair use. The different types of intellectual property. Let's look at copyright. Copyright law protects the tangible expression of ideas, benefiting individual creators and cultural industries like film broadcasting and software. So let's say if somebody had an original idea for a film, that means he wrote the story, his idea can be protected under the Copyright Act. It applies to original literary, dramatic, musical, artistic works, films, and sound recordings. The reason is that each of these creations is unique and is different from others prior to them. So that is what makes them unique, and then hence they can be protected under the Copyright Act. Copyright balances private and public interests, recognizing owners' economic and moral rights while applying the doctrine of fair use. So while copyrights can be given to other people, can be sold commercially to others for making use economically, the owner of that copyright also has certain moral rights, and it is he who decides how much or where it is to be sold, applying the doctrine of fair use. Patent law. Patent law grants exclusive commercial rights to inventions for a limited time. To qualify an invention must be patentable, innovative, inventive, and industrially applicable. Patent law encourages scientific research, new technology, and industrial progress. It provides economic value by offering technical information for commercial use. Without protection, free riding reduces incentives to innovate, as inventors may lack motivation without rewards. Let's understand what does the patent law do. The patent law grants exclusive commercial rights to inventions for a limited time. To qualify an invention to be patentable, it must be innovative, inventive, and industrially applicable, which means you have an idea, an innovative idea, you need to create a tangible product, and this tangible product should be industrially applicable. Only then can you be granted a patent for a limited period of time for your original idea and invention. Patent law encourages scientific research, new technology, and industrial progress. Unless there was scientific research, there was new technology that came in, and there was in turn industrial progress, we would all be stagnant in the bullock cart age. It provides economic value by offering technical information for commercial use, which means the patent law encourages and provides economic value by offering technical information for commercial use. So when you give patent rights to somebody, you are offering that technical information for him to use commercially to produce the product, against which you will either get a royalty, that means on a per piece that he manufactures, or you have decided one lump sum that is paid one time to you for him to use that patent uncontrolled. Without protection, free riding reduces incentives to innovate, as inventors may lack motivation without rewards. Let us understand what this means. This means that if the inventor was not protected for his invention and did not benefit from his invention, why would he look for and spend that time and effort to try and create something new? Everybody, each of us has some different ideas, but it is only these inventors who will put that idea into an actual invention, which benefits the general public, which eases out the effort for us humans. Now, whatever is that idea, if that idea is not protected, and if there are no rewards for creating something new, why would somebody spend the time? Would you or me do that? We would never spend time just to try and invent something when at the end of the day, anybody would come and easily copy it or use it for commercial use. Trademark. A trademark is a unique symbol or sign that identifies and distinguishes goods or services, ensuring quality and representing a business's goodwill. It can include names, logos, symbols, and colors, and can be renewed indefinitely. So what is a trademark? A trademark is a unique symbol or sign that identifies and distinguishes goods or services, ensuring quality and representing a business's goodwill. So let's take an example of we have the famous Amul company in India. Now there's a certain, when you look at the trademark Amul, what are you looking at? You immediately imagine a certain quality. First, you are immediately able to relate it to dairy products. Second, you are able to understand that if it is Amul, the quality has to be at a certain level. You will not accept anything lower than that from an Amul product. Now, this is where a trademark is a unique symbol or sign that identifies and distinguishes goods or services, ensuring quality and representing a business's goodwill. It can include names, as I just gave you an example, logos, symbols, and colors, and can be renewed indefinitely. The Trademarks Act of 1999 allows for service mark registration, multi-class applications, and 10-year trademark terms. It recognizes well-known marks and protects domain names with updated infringement rules covering similar marks. The Madrid Protocol of 2013 lets Indian entities register trademarks in 97 countries with one application and allows foreign entities to register in India. What does the Trademark Act of 1999 allow us? Allows for service mark registration, multi-class applications, and 10-year trademark terms. That means your trademark is protected for the next 10 years once you have registered it. It also helps you to register in multi-class applications. That means take the case of Amul again. You can protect it for butter, you can protect it for milk, you can protect it for curds or all other products. Of course, it is restricted to dairy. But today, Amul has diversified and is also producing bread, is also producing wheat products. Again, all products related to farming. Now this is where multi-class application is possible and you get a 10-year trademark protection. It recognizes well-known marks and protects domain names with updated infringement rules covering similar marks. That means that if you have a similar looking logo to Amul or to any other product which is famous, then the Trademarks Act protects you from those trademarks or similar looking trademarks which could confuse a customer or which could erode your value, as people do not recognize the original with respect to a similar looking mark. The Madrid Protocol of 2013 lets Indian entities register trademarks in 97 countries across the world with one application and also permits foreign companies to register their trademark in India. Types of a geographical indication is a name or sign that identifies products linked to a specific geographic origin, often certifying quality based on traditional methods. Examples include Darjeeling tea, Basmati rice. Geographical indications serve three functions: identifying goods from a specific region, indicating that goods possess qualities attributed to their geographical origin, promoting products from regional producers. So what does a geographical indication do? A geographical indication is a name or sign that identifies the products linked to a specific geographic location or origin, often certifying quality based on traditional methods. Examples include Darjeeling tea, Basmati rice, Kolhapuri chappals, etc. Geographical indications serve three functions: identifying goods from a specific region. That means they definitely tell you where basmati rice comes from. It comes from Punjab. It comes from the northern part of India. Darjeeling tea comes from the location of Darjeeling, a city in the east of India, indicating that goods possess qualities attributed to their geographical origin. So when we are looking at Darjeeling tea and versus a South India tea, we know that what the Darjeeling tea has attributes of and what the South India tea attributes are. They are differentiated by their geographic origin. Promoting products from regional producers. When there are protections for geographical indication, then those farmers or those regional producers are also protected, and they have a better say or they have a better image for their produce in the market. A product must derive its qualities and reputation from its geographic origin, establishing a link between the product and its place of production. Geographical indications are protected under the Geographical Indications of Goods, Registration and Protection Act of 1999, which defines geographical protection as whichever is the country, space, or the location or the origin from where it has come out. Let's understand. A product must derive its qualities and reputation from its geographic origin. Take the example of basmati rice. Now, if it is basmati rice, it definitely comes from northern part of India, and this rice has got certain attributes: the size of the grain, the aroma, the texture, the kind of cooking time that it requires, etc., etc. Now, this is all linked to the geographic origin. It would be difficult to grow basmati rice in any other region of the country. Second, even if it is possible, it is not guaranteed that it would have the same qualities of the original basmati rice. And hence, basmati rice is a geographic indication for rice variety. Geographical indications are protected under the Geographical Indication of Goods Act of 1999. What was the definition that they said? As an indication which identifies such goods as agricultural goods, natural goods, or manufactured goods as originating or manufactured in the territory of a country or a region or locality in that territory where a given quality, reputation, or other characteristic of such goods is essentially attributable to its geographical origin. And in case where such goods are manufactured, goods, one of the activities of either the production or of processing or preparation of the goods concerned takes place in such territory, region, or locality as the case may be. A lot of legal language. Let's try and understand it in simple words. Let's understand the legal terms in simple language. An indication which identifies such goods as agricultural goods, natural goods, or manufactured goods as originating or manufactured in the territory of a country or a region or locality in that territory. So let's take examples to understand this and move ahead. Basmati rice, Kolhapuri chappals, Darjeeling tea. Three examples which we will keep moving with. The Kolhapuri chappals are manufactured, the Darjeeling tea and basmati rice are agricultural goods. So we have both all these products originating from a part of a country or a territory of a country, where given quality, reputation, or other characteristics of such goods is essentially attributed to its geographical origin. Now, with respect to the agricultural products, that is the rice and the tea, we know that the geographical location where they are grown, where they are farmed, is an attribute of the quality of the material. That means the basmati rice with its characteristics can only be attributed to that geographical location, because that is where these attributes are incorporated, or nature incorporates them into the product. Same is the case with the Darjeeling tea. The tea quality, the lightness, the strong aroma, the strong taste all of that comes from the comes from Darjeeling tea, only made or available in the Darjeeling area. The Kolhapuri chappals are manufactured goods. One of the activities of either the production or of processing or preparation of the goods concerned takes place in such a territory. Now you may get Kolhapuri chappals across the country, but if you want the original, or if you want to look at what the original looks like or what is it made of, original Kolhapuri chappal will be made only of leather and leather only, without nails, only stitching, that too the stitching is also with leather. So a pure leather Kolhapuri chappal is totally different, and it will be actually designed and manufactured in the place called Kolhapur.